Good morning. 7:22 a.m. On the March 26, 2016. Yes. I can put my gloves back on because it is... Well, it's below freezing. It's 26, 28 degrees, somewhere in there. A little bit of breeze. I'm decked out like it's 4 out here. It's not that bad, but it is chilly. Push this big hood back so I can lift my head up. There we go, a little bit better. I got the worst of the pinched neck thing cleaned up overnight. I got a good night's sleep. Cats got us up early. Cats got us up at, like, got me up at 4 o'clock. And after chasing him around for half an hour, I couldn't go back to sleep, so I got up. And then I realized that this is Saturday. I don't have to be anywhere. As long as I'm quiet leaving the house, it shouldn't be a problem. There's no snow on the ground, so I can actually use the back gate. Back gate I talk about all the time. In the winter, when the snow on the ground, I can't really get through it, so I have to deal with the garage door, which makes a lot of noise, which wakes people up, which isn't good. But this morning, I could go out through, so I did, and here I am. Sunrise 6:51, so I was only a few minutes after sunrise getting this morning's picture, which is kind of cool. I got a big lens flare. Woohoo. So yeah, today is Saturday. Today and tomorrow, and then Monday morning, the kid goes off to the Big Apple for the Arts Magnet spring break trip. She'll be back on Friday. Thrill a minute. She's very nervous about going to New York City because all the horror stories about New York City and all the violence and all the warnings. It's like, oh yes, you have to pay attention to where you are and what you're doing and where you're going. Which is probably more important here than it is in New York City, traveling in a group as part of a larger tour. So yeah, I don't know. They're going to see some, at least one, if not two, Broadway shows. They've got a couple of performances to do. So yeah, it should be fun. It should be great for them. A wonderful opportunity for the younger of the two progeny to experience the wider world. The elder prod has got a job. Yes, she's quite excited. So am I. Getting a job, salt some away, save up, get a driver's license, get a car. It's time for her to take the next few steps. So I'm psyched. I'm stoked for her. I'm really happy. What else? I don't have a lot to talk about today. Yesterday was such a bad day because of my physical condition. I couldn't sit up. I couldn't lay down. I spent a lot of time driving a kid back and forth to school. Wasn't fun. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. So I finished Earthrise yesterday. And just dove head first into the next book I did something that I very rarely do, and that's buy it without grabbing a sample. I just bought it. I was like, okay, yeah. No, I need the next book. I want to know. These characters are calling to me. And all I've got in my to-be-read list is a bunch of freebies that I got for research purposes more than anything. But, yeah, Hogarth. Maggie, M.C.A. Hogarth. Earthrise. And the next book is Rose something. Rosewood? Maybe. I don't know. I got it yesterday while I was waiting in the parking lot. Because I had to wait for a kid in the parking lot. And I finished up Earthrise. And dove in to the next one. So yeah, I need to be reading, not writing. No, I need to be writing, not reading. I said that backwards. I need to be writing, not reading, but Milkrun's gonna be okay. I can just get my focus focused. I don't know if I mentioned it yesterday, it's or the day before or whatever, but my In Ashes Born has been shortlisted. I have been shortlisted for the Independent Writer of the Year Award from the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. There's three of us on the shortlist. Lisa Manifold and Sue Duff. They also announced the three writers of the year, the Carol Berg, Mark Stevens, and Susan somebody. Sorry, Susan. So it's going to be fun. They're going to have a big formal announcement party in July downtown. The Tattered Cover. Or maybe it's a book bar. I don't know. It's one of them. So we'll go down for an evening of jocularity. In 2 weeks, I have to go. I think I mentioned this yesterday. 2 weeks, I have to go to the Public Library Association meeting. And I'm probably going to have to go to the Colorado Gold Conference in September now, so. We'll see. The program committee is busily reviewing conference proposals. A process I am quite familiar with, having done conference for the AECT, Association of Education, Communications, and Technology, and having been a reviewer for several years before I was actually the program planner. Very familiar practice. So yeah, I'm a finalist. I might win, I might not. I mean, it's hard to say. I don't know what the criteria they're using because this is the first one. It's not a service award, but your service to the organization is counted. And I spend a lot of time, relatively speaking, maybe an hour a week, which is a lot more than many of them put in. Trying to help the newer writers come to grips with the stuff that's almost second nature to me now, which is marketing, selling books. And I'm no means an expert. I'm not I'm not a big advertising, you know, BookBub freak and all books and tips and ENT and all the rest of them. E-news, e-reader news today, I think that's it. You know, I'm not really familiar with how they all work, if they all work. And, you know, some of them do. Some of them worked pretty well. The month I put in a full court press was pretty astonishing, I have to say. It was helped along by the new release. It was helped along because the previous month was a great month. And so I didn't start from zero. Monk Post, which helps a great deal. So I'm walking and I'm not talking because I'm thinking about taxes. Thinking about financial planning. We spent most of Thursday, I think I said that we spent most of Thursday at the bank. And we've got some good solid planning yet to do. But I think what we've got so far is a pretty good foundation. We're gonna see what else we can do that'll help. Save some money on taxes. I think we're both old enough. I know I'm old enough. I get the larger contribution level to my IRA. I don't know if my wife does. Or if it doesn't matter if I put it in because I'm over 60. Oh, the sun was out beautiful. It was nice. Now it's climbed up into the sky. The little blue streak of sky off to the east is still there, but the sun has now climbed up into the cloud deck. I'm walking along thinking, why is it so cold? And the answer is I don't have the sun shining on me anymore. I do a little bit, but... So I guess it's not going to snow today. They were talking about it. Yes, they were talking about it as late as yesterday noon. But the forecast is just for cold and mostly cloudy today. It's supposed to get up into the 30s. It was in the 60s yesterday. It's going to be in the 30s today. It's going to be in the 70s tomorrow. And then there's a chance of snow next week. It's crazy. Chance of snow next week. Climate change. Deniers. Take notice. Although, I don't know how, I really don't know how different this is. Usually we get snow. We usually do get snow in March. We usually get snow in October. We usually get snow in March. We've had snow on Easter before. Tomorrow's Easter. Tomorrow. Thank you, Anita. Tomorrow is Easter. It is the first Sunday following the first full moon of the spring season. So according to the rules laid out by the Council of Nicaea, tomorrow's Easter. Talked about Eve online for a while. Let's see. Eve has Phoenix Freight. Phoenix Freight is doing well. It's we haven't really started recruiting people, but there are a lot of been doing a lot of mining. We've had some. We had a Sancha incursion, and we had a Drifter incursion. Those are all cleared up now. I'm back to trying to figure out how to cover our rent, which is actually an interesting problem to have. It's like the corp has to earn 3 million isk a day in order to cover their rent. Assuming the rent stays as low as it is, if it goes up, we get a little more to deal with. But it's kind of fun. I'm enjoying it. There aren't. We've got a couple of fans who come in once in a while. I should probably open it up to new players just to get some extra mining folks going. The problem with that is that if we start having a lot of people, then we really need to have some management types online more often than we do. And while that's really a lot of fun, I really need to get my 5,000 words a day shtick going. I think the story is if not ready, then at least close enough to being ready that I should be able to sit down and focus on 5,000 words. So if I can get to 10,000 words by the end of the day today, for example, since I'm just a little bit over 5,000 at the moment, that would be good. My beard and mustache have frozen. I can feel them as I'm talking. I can feel them pulling. My breath has condensed on the little hairs and frozen them to my face. There we go. Crossing the last street. And here I am at the back gate. The point where I say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.